rep. So his wife worked in the field too. And so when he got ready to come home at dinner, she gave him a lot of pickets. He's going to bring him home on the mule. He got it up on the mule, you know, and he stacked the pickets up there in front of him. So when he started off, the pickets got to rattling, and the mule got to bucking. And Mill DeLee said, the mule throwed him and said the mule scattered pickets all over that field. Well, no real broad-minded person wouldn't have put a load of pickets up on a mule, but he did.
Yeah. Do you remember after people got married, would any sort of thing go on?
Shibboleth, the niggas did. Yeah, we have heard them from our house, 3 or 4 miles off, shooting their gun in the ring and beating on tin cans and things. But that quit, but it did up there for a while. I remember several times. In other words, they'd been married a couple of times or something in their chivalry when they got married. Yeah, that went on up there.
So. They don't do it anymore?
No, you never hear that anymore. No. No, things have changed up altogether different. I said before, you don't ever hear nothing like that anymore.
This was usually after somebody had gotten married, say, for a second time.
That's second or third time. And the black people, the white people never did. I never remember white people chivalry. But I remember that well. In other words, we didn't know anything about it one night we were sitting on the front porch. And we heard all that noise going on. And that was 3 or 4 miles from our house. We could hear the guns shooting and the bells were ringing and everything, you know, and we found out the next day that chivalry and old man had been married 2 or 3 times and they got married in the chivalry.
Yeah.
But that didn't go on after I got up inside. And no white people at all.
Yeah. Huh. Well, when a girl didn't want a boy to come over to see her anymore, she...
Well, she just refused him, and that was it. In country, you know, I did a lot of courting in the country, but whenever a girl didn't want you to come there, you didn't go there. If you did, your daddy would have... He'd stop it. But if she refused you a date, well, that's just it. That's all.
He'd say she'd been going with him, but she
quit, broke up. Yeah, you know, they broke up. That's all in it, sure. I've been broke up with my girl all right several times.
May I ask how you met your wife?
I was working with the highway and we had a flood one night. And her daddy was working with the highway and he came in there for supper. When we had a flood out here on the Ann River Field, we'd have to watch the river.
Yes.
And so I knew her, but that's when we went down and ate supper, that's when I started going with her then. But I was 29 years old when I got married. Yeah. I lived in Clinton, Boyden, Clinton, worked with the highway. I started when I was 21.
Yes.
But as I said, politics fired me once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was born and raised down
here? That's right. A couple of miles down here. Yeah, and I was born and raised up down.
Her daddy worked for the highway? Or?
He did, yeah. And he worked till he retired. And then, he was fired once or twice on kind of politics.
Yeah.
And then I was fired twice, I believe, and got back home. When they finally beat the long machine, and then they passed a law, put us all on the civil service,
yes.
Well, then the politics couldn't get us in when they got on political. Of course, they could fire you for a cause, but not a political cause. Well, they could in a way. They couldn't fire you, but they could make you quit, make it so hard on you. That, in other words, say that I was farming here, and they wanted to get rid of me, and said, well, Joe, we're going to send you a Shreveport or somewhere to work, you know, well, naturally I'd quit before I'd go there. Now, they did that in the case, something like that, to get rid of you. In other words, if you didn't line up right politically, sometimes they'd do that. But mostly, after they did away the long machine, they passed that civil service, well, that pretty well sinks out of a job.
Uh-huh.
And you going up until then, the way you rose, the better job through politics. And after civil service, after put that in, well, then it just...
By merit,
that's right. That's merit. Yeah. And I was as high as I could go here in this parish when I quit, at least when I was tired.
Yeah.